It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Utah is top 10 in the country for white supremacist propaganda. That's according to a new report that shows white supremacist criminal offenses hit a new high in 2022.
University of Utah professor Richard Medina studies extremist movements, and he says white supremacist groups want to recruit from Utah.
Utah looks like a good target to do this. I think, you know, having the demographics that Utah has, you know, having a younger population, having a university, a lot of these groups are just trying to kind of capitalize on, you know, young, mostly white males.
Despite the high propaganda numbers, Utah actually ranks lower for states with extremist violence and anti-Semitic incidents. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Greg Rogers, a former FBI undercover agent who infiltrated these groups, says overt white supremacy in Utah is mainly in the prison system.
It's with the soldiers of the Aryan culture, SAC, and silent Aryan warriors that go by SAW. SAC is the larger of the two groups. They're very dominant in state prison and in jails. And when they're on the outside, they're very dominant in the drug culture, mainly moving methamphetamine.
He says some militia groups in Utah also have white supremacists. The Unified Police Department wants to dissolve by next year, a year earlier than they're required by a new law. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Sheriff Rosie Rivera formally announced her intent to leave the UPD at a board meeting held late this week. Her move has been prompted by the new law that looks to shut down the UPD by July 2025. Interestingly, though, the UPD board says they want that to happen a year earlier to give them time to make sure everything runs smoothly for officers and the public.
Questions around the reorganization will hopefully be answered over the coming months. YouTube has lifted its restrictions on President Trump. It happened this morning. It's been more than 2 years since his YouTube channel was suspended. It was right after the January 6th riot. In lifting the ban, YouTube says they evaluated the risk of real-world violence against the chance for voters to hear equally from the candidates, and the former president is back. There is no comment from Mar-a-Lago. An arrest warrant was issued today for Vladimir Putin. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the International Criminal Court in The Hague has issued an arrest warrant for the Russian president and other Russians for war crimes. The ICC's president says the allegations center on the deportation of children from the eastern war zone in Ukraine.
The judges have reviewed the information and evidence submitted by the prosecutor and determined that there are credible allegations against these persons for the alleged crimes.
The ICC has no police force of its own to enforce the warrants, and Russia, like the U.S., refuses to hand over its citizens to the court. Turkey today clearing the way for Finland to join NATO. The Finnish president expressing gratitude after Turkish president announced that he would ratify Finland's NATO application.
It is for whole Finland very important. Now we have got an answer. Thank you.
Both Finland and Sweden applied to become NATO members 10 months ago in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Violent protests have erupted in Paris, where opponents now want to bring down the government of President Macron. Demonstrators launching fireworks at police dressed in riot gear. Streets are blocked while glass and other trash is being thrown at the officers. Protesters are angry at the president for forcing a pension system change through parliament, raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:04. It's a KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes brought to you by Burt Brothers Tire and Service. Here's Mark Jackson.
Well, check those brackets, Jeff, and believe that you made a good choice when you picked UConn because they advance after a beatdown of Iona 87-63. That game just going final. Other teams to advance late this afternoon include Creighton and Pittsburgh in today's only notable upset. Tonight's games include Kentucky and Providence and Gonzaga and Grand Canyon. Drake and Miami tip off on TBS. Memphis takes on Florida Atlantic University. With your KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports at KSLSports.com. The Lady Utes are playing the Gardner-Webb Bulldogs tonight. It's the first round of the women's NCAA basketball tournament. KSL Sports U of U beat writer Michelle Bodkin says this team has goals way beyond just this weekend.
I think they really, really want to make it to the Sweet 16 in South Carolina this year. And, I mean, to be perfectly honest, it feels like they're set up to do exactly that as long as they stick to their game plan.
If Utah wins, they'll play a second-round game on Sunday. Time and opponent yet to be announced. As far as tonight's contest against Gardner-Webb, that is a college from Boiling Springs, North Carolina. The game begins in less than 30 minutes. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here comes Ricky Meese.
Fire crews still mopping up a vehicle fire in Davis County, southbound I-15 at 4th North in Bountiful. All vehicles are out of traffic on the right shoulder. Now, for those leaving the slopes, some slowdowns westbound SR-190 in Big Cottonwood Canyon. And then in the valley, we still have delays southbound I-15 in Utah County as you go through Lehigh to American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 506, a lawsuit 7 years in the making against Gwyneth Paltrow begins next week.
Gwyneth Paltrow will reportedly be in Summit County on Tuesday. She'll be in court testifying over a lawsuit that stems from a 2016 incident at Deer Valley Resort. Terry Sanderson is suing the actress and Goop founder for allegedly crashing into him on a green run. He'd originally claimed that Paltrow and her instructors fled the scene, but a judge has ruled that it wasn't a hit and run. He's seeking $300,000 for brain injuries. The trial's expected to last 8 days. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
From Park City to Snow Basin, which is extending the season through April 23rd. The resort actually opened early this year and had 156 skiing days, making it the longest season in their 80 years open. KSL News Time 507. See what ChatGPT-4 can do? You can take a picture of the inside of your fridge and it will suggest recipes you could make with the food on hand. ABC News got an exclusive interview with the developer of the world's most famous AI.
The admission from the head of the company behind ChatGPT artificial intelligence. Even he is a little scared of what they're creating.
I think people should be happy that we're a little bit scared of this. I think people should be
You're
happy.
A little bit scared.
A little bit, yeah,
you personally.
I think if I said I were not, you should either not trust me or be very unhappy I'm in this job.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, speaking exclusively with ABC's Rebecca Jarvis, says they can't not do this work.
The reason to develop AI at all is that I believe this will be, in terms of impact on our lives and improving our lives and upside, this will be the technology humanity has yet developed.
When it comes to fears about artificial intelligence taking jobs,
it is going to eliminate a lot of current jobs. That's true. We can make much better ones.
Altman also tells ABC News they are constantly learning how people use ChatGPT and putting in new limits all the time. Brian Clark, ABC News.
KSL News Time 50.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Wait, on the road home, we have you covered. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Here's Ricky Meese.
Same old, those delays on I-15 southbound still stretching from Murray into Sandy and a little bit in Draper. But northbound I-15, a big improvement there. It's still bogged down as you go from 2100 south to downtown, but cleared out in South Salt Lake and Murray. Westbound I-80, it's still a little heavy and slow due to the road work as you're approaching 2300 east. All clear on the 201 westbound from I-15 to 5600 west. Jared?
Big Cottonwood Canyon sees plenty of traffic headed down the canyon from Solitude into the valley. Utah County drivers, get ready for some slow traffic as you go from State Street in Lehigh all the way down to American Fork 5th East, where we had debris in the road causing all these slowdowns. And the northbounders on I-15, good speeds until you get to SR-92 to the summit of the point of the mountain, where you're going to experience those typical slow speeds. Steve?
Northbound 15, thick and busy this afternoon between 6 North and the North 215 interchange. Even southbound 15, a little thick past the refineries coming into downtown. You got more delays in Davis County from Glover's Lane up past Lagoon. Fire crews still mopping up that vehicle fire. Southbound 15 by the 400 North on-ramp in West Bountiful. That's on the right shoulder. And we have delays in Summit County, northbound Highway 224 between Silver Springs Road and Olympic Parkway. Delays on southbound 3rd West in Salt Lake. Road work going to slow you down between 9th and 17th South. Canyon View Medical, from family medicine to urgent care to women's care, sports medicine, and pediatrics. Canyon View Medical provides comprehensive care close to home. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like another quiet night in front of us. We're going to hold on to the clear conditions, which allows the temperatures to drop in the overnight hours. So the 5 o'clock hour will be in the low 40s. We'll stay that way through 6, 7. By the time we get to about 8 o'clock tonight, clear skies and temperatures in the upper 30s. And then we drop it in the mid-30s by 9, 10 p.m. Overnight low will be about 27 along the Wasatch Front. Obviously, much cooler conditions for higher elevations out there. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Brett Benson.
It's 45 in Salt Lake City, 42 degrees in Ogden. Sunset tonight at 7:36 p.m. Tomorrow morning, sun's up at 7:34. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, the state of Louisiana says a family must give up their beloved pet rat. Now, the couple ran afoul of state law by keeping a 22-pound nutria, which is a beady-eyed, orange-toothed, rat-tailed rodent. It's commonly considered a wetlands damaging pest. But as a pet, this little guy frolics with their dog, snuggles in their arms, swims in the family pool. Denny and Myra Lacoste tell New Orleans news outlets that they are devastated at the potential loss of Nudie. They say they raised him from infancy when his siblings were killed in traffic. But state wildlife officials say it's illegal to keep an orphaned or injured wild animal as a pet. There is, however, now a petition drive that will allow him to stay with the humans who raised him. And he's a social media star. Nudie is featured in TikTok videos. You can see him scampering across the floor with a towel and chomping down on some raw crawfish.
22 pounds.
He looks more like a big cat orange teeth.
You could give it a bone and a bed, call it Fido, and be done with it. The state would leave you alone, right?
It's pretty snuggable.
KSL News Time 5:13. Thanks, Maria. Celebrated character actor Lance Reddick has died at the age of 60. You might remember him as the Continental's concierge in the John Wick series.
Well played, sir.
He'll be in the newest film of the series that's out this weekend. Again, Lance Reddick has died at the age of 60. Trending on social media, the Utah State cheerleader who's gone viral after crying right before the Aggies lost to Missouri in the first round of the NCAAs. A TNT camera panned over to Ashlyn Wimpy, misty-eyed over the inevitable loss. The cheerleader posted the video to TikTok with the caption, "That one time I was sad to cheer at my last game," she went on to say, "and now I'm a meme." And she is. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Volunteers were hard at work this morning at the Midvale Flood Control Sandbag Shed, filling bags in preparation for potential floods off the back of a heavy winter just gone. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, Governor Cox has signed a bill that opens the door to year-round cougar hunting. Third, a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes brought to you by Burt Brother Tire and Service. Here's Mark Jackson.
Just in the last few minutes, UConn has advanced after beating Iona. Rick Pitino coached Iona 87-63. Other teams to advance late this afternoon include Creighton and Pittsburgh. In today's only notable upset set, tonight's games include Kentucky and Providence and Gonzaga and Grand Canyon. Miami and Drake tip off on TBS. Memphis takes on Florida Atlantic University. With the KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports at KSLSports.com. 45 degrees, blue sky now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A new benchmark in the battle against COVID-19, and in this case, it is a promising one.
The CDC reports that over the past week, 1,700 people in the U.S. died from COVID-19. The only time during the pandemic that number was lower was in late March of 2020, just as the pandemic was ramping up. New daily COVID cases down nearly 20% in the last week. New COVID hospitalizations are down almost 9.5%. Globally, the World Health Organization saying new cases were down 40% in the last 28 days and COVID-related deaths fell by 57%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The CDC also says it appears that the flu season has peaked with low activity nationwide. The Irish Prime Minister at the White House for his annual St. Patrick's Day visit, paying tribute to a former U.S. president.
We remember President Carter's policy statement on Northern Ireland in August 1977, expressing American concern and urging that we should find a peaceful way forward. And our prayers are with that fine man and his family at this particular time.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar thanking President Biden for his friendship and accepting the traditional bowl of shamrocks. After two banks collapsed and with a third on the ropes, the government says it will insure all depositors.
The government does not want the American people or businesses to lose faith in the financial system, in the banking sector. We need it for liquidity. We need it for banks to loan money to us, and we need banks to loan money to one another. But also, we need it to keep the wheels moving across the economy.
Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia. Russia says it will ignore an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court, which accuses President Putin and other Russians of war crimes pertaining to the invasion of Ukraine. In France, protesters tossed fireworks at riot police. The demonstrators are angry about the French president's plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Volunteers were busy swinging shovels all morning. They're filling bags, preparing for potential flooding. Public Works Director for Salt Lake County, Scott Beard, was at the Midvale Flood Control Sandbag Shed. He spoke with KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell in between sandbags.
Tell us a little bit about what we're doing and why.
Well, we have a high snowpack this year, and we expect a high runoff, and so we want to be prepared with sandbags to help protect the streams and keep water in the creeks.
Do you know how much sand you're going to be bagging by the end of it?
I think our director said the goal is 12,000 bags, but I'm not sure if they're going to get all of those today or try to get them all between today and tomorrow. And then we'll replenish those as they get used.
How are they going to be distributed?
Well, people can come pick up 25 bags for free. Any resident along the creek can come pick up 25 bags for free. So that's the way we're kind of distributing most of them right now.
And where are they getting stored?
Well, if a resident comes and brings them, I know people are coming with their trucks, and I'm guessing they're taking them right out of their trucks and putting them along the stream bank, so they're just going right in, putting them right into places. It would be up to those residents that live along the creeks.
Sure. And tell me, what sort of cost goes into this? Where's the sand coming from?
Well, the sand, we purchase the sand from local gravel and sand pits, and then the bags we order, I think, from out of state. I think we got a few hundred thousand empty bags ready to be filled.
Now, it's not expected to start melting and getting into that summer for another couple of weeks. Is this just you getting ahead of the game?
Yeah, I mean, depending on which creek you're talking about, some of them melt. Some of the watersheds are lower elevations, and so they melt earlier, like in the early part of May. We usually get the peaks around the end of May, but we start to get high runoffs. You know, we get a few warm days, and you can get some streams start to rise in their level.
Former mayor of Salt Lake, Ted Wilson, who was in office in 1983 during the floods, well, he was also there filling some bags today. He says his best advice is preparation. KSL News Time, 519. Covering the trip home, we have traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Here's Ricky Meese.
We may have seen the worst of the delays. We'll keep our fingers crossed, but we have definitely seen big improvements on northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. Now, it's still bogged down approaching Bangor Highway and Draper, but then it clears out pretty much until you hit right about 2100 south to downtown. Southbound I-15, it is still heavy and slow as you go from Murray through Sandy, and now starting to see a little bit of traffic building westbound on the 201, 5600 west into Magna. Jared?
Utah County drivers, traffic is building on I-15 southbound as you go from Lehigh into American Fork. We had debris in the road just before that 5th East exit, and that has caused a slew of traffic stacking pretty far back north. Now you're going to see 2100 north heading westbound, pretty stacked up, getting off of I-15. Same story with Pioneer Crossing. Lots of traffic trying to make their way out towards Saratoga Springs. But again, your southbound I-15 is the heaviest between Lehigh and American Fork, Steve.
Bit of a sluggish ride if you're on northbound 15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Thick and busy now at 6 North up to Warm Springs Road. And then it clears out, but you have more delays waiting for you in Davis County from Glover's Lane up past Lagoon. Fire crews still mopping up a vehicle fire on southbound 15 at 400 North by the on-ramp in West Bountiful on the right shoulder. For Summit County drivers, it's a slow ride as well. Northbound Highway 224 between Silver Springs Road, approaching I-80 past Olympic Parkway. Southbound 89 slowing in South Weber now through Uinta down to I-84. Canyonview Medical, from family medicine to urgent care to women's care to sports medicine and pediatrics, Canyonview Medical provides comprehensive care close to home. Wake up with a sore back? Upgrade your mattress today at Durden's New Sleep Center. Durden's Mattresses on 5th South in Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Quiet weather weekend, 49, mostly sunny Saturday, increasing clouds on Sunday, highs in the low 50s, chance of showers developing very late Sunday. All right, Monday, we get valley rain, mountain snow, high of 50. Same story on Tuesday and Wednesday, and at times very heavy precipitation possible. Temperatures in the upper and mid-40s. By Thursday, Friday, still some mountain showers possible and isolated precipitation with temperatures right around 44 for afternoon highs. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
45 degrees, your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. It's the weekend.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, or she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.